Hello, Mr.
Hello?
Rush.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm from Restorify. I'm the one who took your call yesterday.
Okay.
I couldn't call you back because we have plenty of calls coming in. But I spoke to my supervisor. He just said to me that we'll have somebody call you back. He didn't give me any specific time. But we're going to call you back with the information you're asking for, right? Because you haven't received anything from us, even though you
gave us your information. No, I have not got nothing. Right.
Right. So we are going to give you a call back. Just try and give us until maybe next week, maybe Wednesday of next week, the latest, given that, you know,
okay,
we're entering the weekend now. But,
yeah.
We are going to give you a call. We already are aware of your situation, so
okay,
we haven't
forgotten
about you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I sure appreciate you letting me know that, Gary. But here's another deal I got. So I just got an email from Intoxilock. They said that my lease is up, coming due on my device. And I've got a calibration coming up in 10 days. And they said if my lease ain't renewed, I can't have a calibration done, therefore my car won't start. I'm just wondering, should I go ahead and renew that lease, do you think?
Yeah, well, okay, so you still got to have the interlock device in your car, right? Still,
yeah,
based on what the judge said?
Well, if I can get one of them DWIs expunged, no, then I can take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm at the point with the state of Minnesota that with the amount of DWIs that I had, I'm supposed to have it for 5-6 years. But if I had one DWI expunged, I would only have to have it for 3 years. And I've already had it for 3 years.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
understood. So I get what you're saying. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be the best person to answer that question for you. I'm just going to notify my supervisor right now so they can notice the importance of getting in touch with you.
Yeah.
So you're not going to waste your money, right? If you get it expunged, you don't have to. Like you said,
that's what I'm trying to do, Gary. You're darn right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll just notify my supervisor the importance of giving you a call, and let's just hope they take care of that as soon as possible, okay?
Okay. That's the best you can do for me.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you. If you have further questions, would you like the Intoxilock customer service phone number?
No, I have that.
No, you have it. Okay. All right, great. All right, well, I'm sorry that we haven't been able to call you yet, but we're on it, okay?
Thank you so much.
Appreciate your patience, Mr. Rash. You have a good day. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye.